And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Human rights groups are warning anxious Kenyans over, quote, rising levels of false or misleading information being shared on social media as the country awaits the results of a close presidential election. The Electoral Commission says it will be at least Thursday before a winner is declared. High-profile supporters of the two leading candidates were tweeting claims of victory, citing their counts based on results forms posted online by the Electoral Commission in a gesture of transparency. Kenya media are racing to do their own tallies, but their differing incomplete results are only adding to public confusion. Turnout in Tuesday's election was notably lower than in recent votes, but interest in the winner is sharpening. U.S. President Joe Biden has signed what he calls a personal bill expanding federal health care services for veterans who served in places where toxic smoke burned from burn pits. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
I was going to get this done come hell or high water.
The bill is named after Sergeant First Class Heath Robinson, who died of cancer 2 years ago.
A soldier as strong as an ox, physically and mentally. The ultimate cuddler and protector to our sweet little girl, Brielle.
After Danielle Robinson introduced him, the president spoke directly to Brielle.
I know you miss your daddy, but he's with you all the time.
And pointed to the seat next to hers.
That's my grandson. His daddy lost to the same burn pits, and he knows what you're going through.
It was the most direct link the president's publicly made between the burn pits and his son Beau's fatal brain cancer after serving in Iraq.